This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. For those new to the show, this is our weekly travel updates and updates in the world of points and miles as well. Things have been fairly quiet in the travel news front this week, but just have a couple updates for all of you. So we do have a major update when it comes to the ongoing changes in the payroll by credit card strategy saga. And so I've been checking on this every single day, typically in the morning when I'm in the office and such. And actually, one of our listeners, so shout out to Kevin, shot me a DM and said, "Hey, it's back." And my first thought was, no, I just checked it earlier today. But no, it is actually back, which is awesome. But there are some caveats for right now, at least. So this is still ongoing. This is not a case closed and we have all the answers yet. But we do have some good news. And so right now, as it stands, yes, you can go ahead and you can process your payroll on card using your Chase Business Preferred card, your Capital One card, your Citi card, all of your cards, but Amex as of right now. And so I did reach out to their tech support and their chat function. They said that they are working on getting Amex process finalized. They have told another listener, Kevin, who informed me, he was told a week to 2 weeks. When I asked them, they said, sorry, no ETA. It's on the radar, but we can't give you any sort of timeline. So I think this may be a week or two out still. But again, right now you can go, as you're listening to this, and go process a payroll on any of your non-Amex cards. So there's still some questions out there. One of which, so I went ahead and ran my payroll for the beginning of the month. I went ahead and ran that because my CFO sent me, as he does every single payroll, he sent me the payroll summary. I pushed that through. As I'm recording it, I literally just did this about an hour or so ago. So by the time this airs, it's probably not going to be known whether that was approved or not, one, because the date of it shows earlier this month. So I feel like they will, but I just don't know 100%. But I'm less concerned about that and more so concerned with, A, if it is approved, what is the category that the charge will be in? Is it still going to be office and shipping and still going to code as 3X on the Chase Business Preferred card? So really curious to see what that ends up being. So that's kind of part A. So that's the first unknown. The second unknown is, of course, when is Amex going to become available? Timing-wise, I'm very curious for this because I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I received my third business platinum card and I was planning on using the payroll strategy to hit my welcome offer, which is, you know, I've done that a few times before. Although we do have a regular business spend that can cover it, it's just a very easy way to check it off and move on from it. And so we got that card end of February, so it's 90 days to hit that 20K number. So I am very curious how soon is it going to come back that Amex is going to be an opportunity. If not, then I need to start pivoting our strategy on how we're using the business platinum card to make sure that we do hit that welcome offer because we got another elevated welcome offer of $250,000. So that, I would say, is one of the biggest updates. The good news is, again, anyone that's been listening to this, you just went ahead and signed up with Zelle Money and you've just been waiting for this to go live. It is live. Now, if you were waiting to go live and use an Amex card, unfortunately, there's still a wait on that. But I have a good feeling they're eagerly working on this because I asked them if this only affected their payroll on card or all of their card processing for all of their services, which their whole platform is built around being able to allow you to charge a card for vendor payments and such. And it seems like it's down across the board. And so they're really looking to make Amex a part of their processing capabilities sooner rather than later. So I expect that to change. I will keep you guys posted on everything I find out, including does it still code as office and shipping? Does it get the 3X still with the Chase Business Preferred? is Amex available? And if any of these things change, I will release an updated episode to talk through the new thought process and strategy when it comes to how to most effectively run the payroll on card. Unfortunately, this week starts Hyatt's award pricing update changes. We talked about this a few weeks ago. They have about 100 hotels or so that have gone either up or down in their award categories. For the vast majority of them, they have gone up. So that has an impact for those category 1 through 4 certificates. If a hotel has now been moved to a category 5, well, now you can't use your free night certificate for it. As well as if the category has gone up, that means there's more points required for that booking as well. Hopefully, those of you that have been planning trips throughout the rest of this year and into next year did get a chance to look at these pricing changes. And if you had the opportunity and had the points available, you went ahead and snagged those stays already and locked in at the previous award changing prices. If this is all very new to you and there was a Hyatt hotel you've been eyeing a few weeks ago and you did not know that there was an update coming, make sure to go ahead and double check the hotel that it was not affected, that the award pricing did not change. That way you're not planning for a stay. And then when you go to book it, you realize you're now a few thousand points short because the pricing per night has changed. So just a quick update there. There is a new elevated card offer that I truly think is the best offer I've actually ever seen for this card. They actually advertise our best offer ever. And a lot of times that's, you know, kind of just hearsay, but to my knowledge, this is the best and highest it's been. So this is for the IHG One Rewards Premier Business Card specifically. I did talk about the personal card earlier this year that had an elevated offer up to 170,000 IHG points. Now the business card actually has an offer of up to 200,000 IHG points, and that is the highest I have ever seen for this card. So it is 140,000 bonus points after spending $4,000 in the first 3 months from account opening, plus an additional 60,000 bonus points after spending a total of 9,000 in the first 6 months from account opening. So that gives you a total of 200,000 bonus points. I've mentioned before, especially when talking about the Premier Personal card, this is a card that Taryn got for us last year. And so that was a fantastic card. We are using the points from that card alone to pay for our diving trip to Roatan in Honduras coming up in a few months here. We went ahead and bought IHG points in January when they were having the 100% bonus because we do find IHG property is very valuable, especially overseas, not so much here in the States, but especially overseas. And I'm excited about this one. I did apply for it. We will see if I got approved just because it's a Chase card. A Chase typically takes a week or so to hear back from approval standpoint. So at the time of recording this, I got the very typical, hey, well, you'll hear from us in 7 to 10 business days. So you'll hear if I did or not when we do a mid-year update, talk about all the things that we did get approved for. I'm 50-50 on the approval. Chase has given me a lot of cards over the years for the businesses. And so we'll see if this one gets approved. This was not actually on my radar to get by any means, but the fact that it's a 200,000 point bonus, we find IHG properties to be well worthwhile. The redeem 3 nights, get the 4th night free is a huge benefit. But this is where I think this card is an absolute no-brainer, is the fact that it has a $99 annual fee, same as the personal card. Personal card, maybe it's $95, but basically the same. But you get a free night certificate, anniversary free night, with a point redemption cap of 40,000 points. And the value of that alone is more than the $99. So take everything else aside, the fact that you get platinum status with IHG, you get the ability to redeem 3 nights and get the 4th night free on points, which 200,000 points will get you a lot of nights at a lot of different properties they have. A lot of different benefits, but very specifically, that anniversary free night certificate that you get is well worth the $99 annual fee. And that is the reason why I said, hey, let's go ahead and grab it as well. The coincidental timing of this is Taryn got her card around this time last year. So her anniversary is coming up, assuming I get approved, which again, we don't know yet. But if I get approved, that means next year, my free night certificate will hit around the same time. So we would have back-to-back free night certificates with IHG properties, which is going to come in handy for the travels that we do. So super excited about this one. One of the things I wanted to mention is that we went ahead and completely rebuilt our best offers page for a very strategic reason. So if you've been and visited that page, it had a singular link that took you to a curated list of best available offers. But that was the best available offers that I had on the platform we were using that was an affiliate link, essentially. Well, I wanted to be a little bit more transparent and be able to provide the best offers out there in general, regardless if there's an affiliate link or not. So we rebuilt this page so that we've got a breakdown from the personal side and business side. What is the current best airline card, hotel card, overall card, no-brainer card, all these different things, so that whether we have an affiliate link or not, you know exactly what the best offer is available. And if we don't, it's just going to take you right to the website for that card. And if we do, you'll see likely when you click the link, some sort of branded Boldly Go tag on it. And appreciate when you guys do go through those links. That's always been fantastic. So thank you for that support. But wanted to be very transparent that what I wanted to do is start moving to promoting all the things that are out there in the world of points and miles, whether it benefits us or not. I think it's really important for you all to know that we're being transparent and we're creating the opportunity for you guys to be able to always have the best offers. In the future, an idea that I do have is rolling out some sort of system, and I don't have this put together yet, but maybe some sort of inner circle or something within our Facebook group or something along those lines, where if you have a card that we don't have an affiliate link for, or that doesn't exist for in general, that basically you can provide your referral link and we'll have a randomizer basically set up. So when someone clicks that link, it will randomly pick out of a pool and then you'll end up getting the referral points or whatever it may be for that card. So that's something that I've got in the back of my mind I'm toying around with, but wanted to let you know the best offers page has been rebuilt. So take a look at it when you get a chance, and we'll make sure also, since we're going into the month of April, to have it ready to go for April as far as all the latest and best offers out there.
If you're listening to this here, the weekend that it goes live, just a reminder, there are some transfer bonuses that are ending March 31st. So Chase has a 20% transfer bonus to British Airways Avios, to Aer Lingus Avios, and Iberia Avios. Now, Qatar Privilege Club is in the Avios program as well. So while they don't have a direct 20% transfer bonus to Qatar, like Amex currently does, that also is expiring March 31st. If you transfer to any of the Avios programs, you can then move your points throughout, and that applies for Chase or Amex. So if you do have a flight that you're looking at making a redemption for that is in the Avios program, no matter what, you'll be able to take advantage of a transfer bonus from both Chase or Amex. You just might have to go through, for example, Chase to British Airways, then move those British Airways points into Qatar as an example to take advantage of the 20% transfer bonus. There is also still a transfer bonus, 50% from Chase to Marriott, that ends March 31st as well. And the Capital One transfer bonus to Etihad Guests, which we mentioned before, that's up to 40%. The newest one on the radar is Citi Thank You Rewards. There is a 25% transfer bonus from Citi Thank You Rewards to Avianca Life Miles, and that one's actually good through April 12th. So something to take advantage of there. In a world where things seem to keep getting expensive, especially in the world of travel, Delta actually made an interesting announcement recently. This was actually featured on the site Dan's Deals, and we saw that Delta is no longer charging award ticket taxes and fees, specifically fuel surcharges. They've cut out of their taxes and fees on one-way award tickets going from Europe to the United States. So example, Rome to Boston, typically around 200 euros, is only going to be 57 euros now. So it's a savings of around $150, 150 euros or so. But that's still, again, savings are savings. So if you're looking at booking one-way flights using Delta SkyMiles specifically, not their partner airlines, but this has to be Delta flights, Europe to US, expect to see a savings from on the cash standpoint because they've basically reduced or eliminated their fuel surcharges, which is a win for us in the points and miles space. And lastly, we've been seeing airlines taking shots at Southwest, taking advantage of Southwest, doing a complete about face on their baggage policy that they've had for years. Frontier is offering basically free baggage for bookings that expired earlier this week. And right now, for a limited time, Southwest elite members can actually get a higher instant status match to American Airlines. So what that actually means is that before you could only get gold or platinum if you were A-list members with Southwest. Now, until June 30th, A-list Southwest members can actually be status matched up to platinum and platinum pro. So A-list members will be matched to platinum status instead of gold, and A-list preferred members will be matched to platinum pro status instead of previously they would have been platinum. And the way that it works is once you're registered, you have 4 months to complete 25,000 loyalty points to keep your benefits as platinum for the rest of the award year, or 42,000 loyalty points to continue with platinum pro benefits. And as a reminder, for platinum, that's usually 75,000 loyalty points, and platinum pro, which is a status I keep, is usually 125,000 loyalty points in the awards year. And so this is a huge opportunity if you do have Southwest status and you're like, hey, this is now time for me to do a little bit of a jump ship and go somewhere else. Well, when you're platinum status with American Airlines, you get 2 bags free. And when you're platinum pro, you get 3 bags free. So this is absolutely huge. And these are 3 bags up to, like, I think 70 pounds as well. So this is a huge win if you have been Southwest Elite, you've been focused there, you love the free baggage, that's been a win. It's very easy for you to now get American status with this status match to an elevated American status. And if you're thinking, how quickly could I earn 25,000 or 42,000 loyalty points in 4 months? Well, the award year just started. And because I booked through Advantage Hotels for our travel conference in Tucson recently, that hotel stay got me 18,000 loyalty points just for the 4 nights we were there, because I used Advantage Hotels for that. And then I had to replace my tires on my Rivian on my truck, and I did that through the Advantage shopping portal, and that got me almost 4,000 loyalty points right there. So 22,000 loyalty points plus our flight to Tucson and back, essentially, already put me at close to 30,000 loyalty points in the first month, which March is the first month that you can start earning status for 2026. So it can be very, very simple to get 25,000 loyalty points, not even needing to actually fly American, but just through the things we've talked about before, like the shopping portals, the hotels, the dining program, all those different things. That's it for this week, everybody. Hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. Great weekend, and we will see you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.